You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Georgia Weedman, founder and CTO at Shavira Incorporated, a provider of mobile security testing products. Georgia, pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, if you would, tell us about your background and how you decided to start Shavira to kick things off today.
Well, I am what you would call a penetration tester, and for those who are not in the security industry, I get a lot of guesses about what a penetration tester is. It's perhaps something you could, ask around the dinner table, what do you think a penetration tester is? You might be surprised at the funny answers you get, but what a penetration tester actually is, the correct answer is I basically play a bad guy. I break into enterprise networks, I break into people's websites, I break physically into buildings, all the things that a cyber attacker would do, I do them except for good. So my job is to find the vulnerabilities and help enterprises close up the risk and close up all those holes before the actual bad guys get there. So when the real bad guys come, there will be no way to get in, and they will be left empty-handed. So it's a really fun job, getting to play a bad guy without, actually having to go to jail for it. So I did that for both the U.S. government, and I worked for some private companies. And then I got actually a grant from DARPA here in the U.S., and they gave me some money to do mobile security research. I had just worked on my own on finding vulnerabilities in mobile devices. So I got some grant money, and the company that I worked for at the time said I could basically choose do my grant or work for them. So I chose my grant, and so I started my own consulting firm just while I had the grant money, getting clients of my own, doing training, teaching other people how to be penetration testers, doing penetration tests for companies, pretty much, anything I could get, paid to do consulting-wise. And it just seemed like the next step, logically, to take my research and make it available to enterprises to use as a product. So I decided I would start a product cybersecurity startup called Shavira. And I went to the Mach 37 Cyber Accelerator in Northern Virginia and learned more about, the business side, me being very technical. I've been learning about the business side of having a startup, and it's been great fun so far.
Certainly sounds like it, and also quite impressive what you've been able to get set up here and what you've created. Now, what does the name Shavira mean, and why is what Shavira does so important? And we do hear all kinds of security technologies out there, but why is DAGA so critical?
Well, actually, Shavira translates basically to the destruction that makes way for harmonious creation. So I was filling out my application to go to the Mach 37 accelerator, and I had to have a company name. So, I was Googling different nouns to use, and I fell upon Shavira and saw that definition. And, that is penetration testing. I break things, I cause havoc, I destroy things. Also, things can be made safer. It can ultimately be a more secure enterprise. So I thought that was a great name for a company that did, penetration testing products. And I think what we do is very important. Well, in general, certainly penetration testing and security testing is absolutely important. We see it in the news, almost on a daily basis that some organization has been breached or there's a piece of malware, ransomware going around. So it's certainly, in general, a very important topic for us right now, very timely. But we focus on mobile security in my research area, and I think that it's a very underserved market in security in general. I think there's a lot of people who are doing, you know, traditional security around, say, like laptops, put the word mobile in front of their product and then, you know, try to sell it as, you know, a mobile product, that there hasn't been as much work done around actually dealing with the unique risks that mobile does bring to an enterprise and how we can test for them effectively. So I saw a gap in the market and thought, you know, this is something that really needs to be dealt with. So naturally, I think it's super important. And I think, you know, anyone who takes the time to think about, you know, their own mobile devices just in their own personal life, not even thinking about work, you know, they would probably agree with me that, you know, the devices know an awful lot about you, and certainly you wouldn't want any bad guys getting access to them unbeknownst to you. And you mentioned our first product, Degas. It actually allows you to simulate the same attacks that the bad guys would be using. So anything that an attacker would use around a mobile device, be it a cell phone or a tablet or smartwatches, even things like Internet of Things devices or connected cars, anything that's kind of these next generation devices that fall under the category of mobile, that allows you to simulate the same sorts of attacks, find out your vulnerabilities, and then again, plug up those vulnerabilities so when the bad guys do come, they won't be able to break in.
Also, what do risk companies face with mobile technologies deployed in their businesses? Get into that a little if you would.
Well, certainly we could be here all day talking about just that. There are certainly a lot of risk around mobile, but you know, for the sake of time, I will keep it brief. I think the overarching risk with mobile is that, by and large, we don't have as much control over the mobile devices that are entering our enterprises as we're used to having about devices in our enterprise. You know, traditionally, you know, people work at a desk. The corporation owns the computer that they're sitting at, they're probably on the desk too, and they own the network where the employees are working, you know, in the office, and they're able to exert a lot of control over both the computer itself as well as the network that it's connected to. You know, they're probably monitoring the traffic going in and out of the enterprise. But now you're bringing in all these mobile devices, you know, again, be they phones, tablets, smartwatches, Internet of Things, game console in the break room, what have you. And the enterprise in that case has little or no control over them at all. In a lot of cases, you really have no idea what's coming in. Each employee may have a different kind of phone, a different, you know, Android or iPhone, and different versions of the software, different applications on them. So the security risks could be unique to every single device. And we have very little oversight over that security posture of those devices, which makes it very difficult to do security if you don't even know what's going on. So I think that, you know, that's the overarching issue. But you also have to think about how different mobile devices are than a traditional computer. You know, you have your laptop or maybe your old desktop, and it maybe connects via a wire. You know, you've probably tripped over that wire that connects you to the internet before, or it connects via wireless network, and that's how it talks to the internet. That's how you get your email, your Facebook. That's how you do your work. But with a mobile device, there's tons of ways it's talking to the world. I mean, it does do the Wi-Fi, but it's also talking to the carrier's cell tower, you know, somewhere out there in the ether that also allows you to get on the internet. It does your calls and text messages. You've got things like near-field communication for Apple Pay or Google Wallet. It talks Bluetooth to attach to things like maybe your TV, if you have a smart TV, or your watch. It talks all these different ways that, you know, our traditional way of doing security, just monitoring your local network, it's going to miss all of that. If an attack is coming in or sending data out, say, via the cell tower in a text message, our traditional way of doing security is going to miss that entirely. So we're adding all these different new ways that corporations can be affected. So it's a whole new ball game, I would say.
You bet it is. Today we're joined by Georgia Weedman, the founder and CTO at Shavira Incorporated, a provider of mobile security testing products, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for You're listening. Convenience. Now, how can companies, Georgia, tell if they have a problem and or what their real-time risks are?
Well, that's a very good question. I think that, you know, a lot of organizations take security for granted or basically treat it as a checkbox. You know, they buy, you know, the security product X, Y, and Z that claims that it will protect you from all security threats. They, you know, set that stuff up, they check the box for security, and they think they're good to go. But, you know, we see over and over organizations being breached. We see it in the news, and I assure you that those organizations had all of the best preventative security technology out there. The problem is that, you know, attackers are smart. Attackers, they find ways to get around security technology. They buy or steal the same security technologies that organizations are using and find ways around them. And when a current technique stops working, they take the time to create a new one. So security is not a problem that's just going to be able to be solved. It's going to be a never-ending battle between attackers and defenders. And I think, you know, that's what enterprises really need to realize, is that they're always going to have a security problem. There is no panacea. And I think probably the depressing thing to think about is even the most, like, sophisticated attacks that we've seen, you know, like Stuxnet in its day was huge in the news for being a very sophisticated attack. But those are the failures. The really successful attacks we never see. I assure you that there are people and organizations right now that are currently being breached, that currently have a bad actor in their network actively stealing data. And they have no idea about it because their security technologies are not able to detect it, that it's just so sophisticated. So what enterprises must do in order to deal with this threat is to make the assumption, yes, I am going to have security problems. Yes, I am going to have attackers try and attack me. And do, as I talked about, penetration testing. So have someone, be it your own internal team or bring in external consultants, to play the bad guys, to find out how a bad guy would break into your enterprise and fix those problems before the bad guys get there, and continue to do it. Because technology is going to change, attackers are going to get more sophisticated, new devices are going to enter your workplace. So if you just do this once and check the box, it's not enough. It's something that needs to be done continually. So as the attackers come up with new attacks, as new vulnerabilities are found, you can continue to raise your security profile against these attacks.
And that is good news. Now, does the size of a company impact their security risk, or is it the same regardless of the size? And we know that companies tend to be more reactive on the whole, but what can they do to shift this paradigm and better protect themselves?
Well, as for the size of a company, I think a lot of small companies tend to think that they are not, you know, at risk because it's always the big companies that are making the news stories about the breaches. And while certainly it's true that, you know, a super state actor would probably be more likely to go after a big company, even the smallest companies are certainly, you know, at risk to be attacked, be it, you know, some bored kid in their mom's basement to, you know, an ex-employee who, you know, has a bone to pick. There's definitely always a potential for attack, and there's definitely always a potential for vulnerability. The other thing is that there is no, like, one-size-fits-all on security risk. Even companies of the same size in the same industry that seem very similar, their security risks may be very different, and only using penetration testing on the whole organization, the people, the devices, including mobile, that's the only way you can find out, you know, what your risks are and how you need to approach security. So I think, you know, the second part of your question is how can we, you know, become more proactive rather than reactive? And I agree that that's a problem. I think we in security are often fighting the last battle. You know, the last attack that we saw is the thing that we're trying to protect against. But I think we do very much need to move forward to the idea of, we are going to be attacked by something we haven't seen before, and what can we do to impact what the attackers are able to get? And again, that comes back to doing penetration testing. It comes back to seeing, say, if someone is able to get access to a mobile device, say, through a malicious application or by phishing someone, what are they able to do to my enterprise, and you know, bring that impact down as much as possible. So if there is a breach, then you know, the impact of that breach is much smaller.
Well, Georgia, we certainly appreciate all that you do in the space and to help protect companies from cyber attacks, which seem to be getting out of control and on the loose more and more. And as you have reported today, unfortunately, we'll get worse and more creative as we look ahead. So keep doing what you're doing. We really need you out there. And again, thanks so much. Where can listeners get all the details and more information on Shavira Incorporated, and how could one be in touch if they needed to?
Well, we are www.shavira.com, so that's shevirah.com. So that's our website, and you can learn more about our technology and how we can, you know, help you do your penetration testing on your mobile devices. And you can contact me at georgia@shavira.com, and you know, just in general questions about penetration testing. I did write a book on penetration testing for those who are, you know, interested in maybe getting into this field. So that's Penetration Testing, a Hands-on Introduction to Hacking. So if you're interested, pick that up, and maybe you too can be a penetration tester. But yeah, I'd love to hear from anyone who's interested in, you know, finding out what their mobile risks are and what they can do about it, or just ideas about penetration testing in general.
Again, Georgia, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you continued success, and definitely would love to have you come back with any updates that are relative in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Georgia Weedman, the founder and CTO at Shavira Incorporated, a provider of mobile security testing products. And for more information, simply visit Shavira.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.